as far as within the city of Bryan. Jason Barfnik joins us this morning. Jason, good morning. You've probably had a long night.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, staff's been out working on some infrastructure throughout the night.
Now, tell me how we look as the sun's starting to rise and finally it quit raining and we got water kind of moving in the systems that we want it to. What's the first thing that the city of Bryan is going to need to address this morning?
Well, we have crews out this morning already looking at the crossings where the roads go across the drainage structures that went underwater yesterday, making sure that there's no undermining of the roadways. We had traffic staff out late last night, up close to midnight, trying to get some of the signals back operational. Some of them, at least four of them this morning are in all red flash. So as you approach those intersections, need to stop and proceed through those with caution.
You know, we had talked to David Worley yesterday about the outage that they had had, and part of the problem was being able to actually get to some of the downed lines. What does that system look like as best you can tell today?
Yeah, I'm not sure what BTU has going on. I'm trying to focus on what we have on the city infrastructure side. Our biggest problem that we have for us is one of our wastewater treatment plants went underwater, and all the electrical equipment and pumps are still underwater. So we're trying to get equipment in so that we can get that water out, so that we can try to get that thing up and running today.
Can you give us some sort of a timeline? Do you have any idea right now?
I don't. It's, you know, we've got it's a mini Lake Bryan inside of our plant because the plant was protected by a berm. But when the water got in, we don't have any way for the pumps to, now that they're underwater, to get the water out. So we'll have to bring some portable pumps in to pump the water out and then assess what we have as far as equipment goes, try to get that stuff dried out and the plant started back up.
Is it Jason Barfnik joining us this morning from the city of Bryan. Is it safe to say this is historic proportions here?
I've never seen the plant go underwater. We've never really had any water like that go into the plant. And some of the streets that went over yesterday as far as underwater only happened a few times that I'm aware of. An example being 29th there by KBTX. That was underwater. And it's happened a few times in talking to the residents that live over there, but it's doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, I know that comes out of its banks every once in a while. Folks, if you know, that's over near Tanglewood Park in that area, and That certainly y'all have built that infrastructure up so that the water flows through because you put concrete sides on it years ago. But still, with the volume of water, I guess, we were dealing with is kind of hard to calculate. What else do we need to tell people this morning who are residents of Bryan or will be going through Bryan?
Well, if you're residents of Bryan and you were affected by the storms, especially in the Wheeler Ridge area, staff will be there today and we'll start the cleanup process and we'll be there as long as it takes to get that kind of somewhat back in order and get the debris removed. We'll have staff in there cutting trees and doing other things. As move around, if you see signals that are in all red flash, some of them are running on portable generators, and just try to proceed through those intersections with caution as you approach those areas.
Great. All right. Thanks for the time this morning, Jason. I know it's going to be a long day for you.
It will be, and you know, the city of Bryan staff did an excellent job yesterday, and I want to give a shout out to them for their response to all the events that was going on. And it'll take us some time to get everything back in order, but we'll get it.
All right, thanks for taking the time.
All right, thank you.
Bye bye. That's Jason Barfnik from the city of Bryan.